I'm going to go back a little bit to Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph and discuss the sugya of who neser v'kimcha neser. The Gemara there, someone who doesn't make a tefshilin, the Gemara had the following shayla: who neser v'kimcha neser? Who neser v'ein kimcha neser? Is he aser and this food is aser, or just he's aser and not this food? And the two gersais and pirushim in the Gemara, the pirush of Rashi, which is also the gersa of the Rif, the Rajma, the Ran, the Rambam, that if you hold who nesa the ein kimchay nesar, so then he does not have to imakna the kemach to anyone else. Other people could cook for him with his own food, even if it belongs to them. If you hold who nesa the kimchay nesar, then he only works if he's makna kimchay lacher. The Gemara brings the Braisa, which says if someone does not make an erev of tefshilin, he cannot cook, nor can anyone cook for him. And according to this Girsa, since the Raisa says he has to be makna kimcha l'achayim, that teaches you who nesa ve'en kimcha nesa. And Taisus, and this is also the Girsa of the Bahang, holds v'ked, the two machloikesin, even though the maskan is the same, but in the tzadim, the two differences between Taisus and Rashi. One is that according to Taisus, even though who neser the ain kimcha neser, he also would have to mak the kimcha achayim. Achayim won't be able to use his kemach to cook unless he's makna to them, even if he held ain kimcha neser. And if he hold who neser the kimcha neser, so even akna wouldn't help. So the gears is the other way. If you say who neser the ain kimcha neser, then matzi like ni kimcha achayim, then he could be makna kimcha achayim. If you say who neser the kimcha neser, loy matzi like nui kim chachem, he can't do it. And the Gemara's maskan of makna kim chachem is the maskan that tells you shmamina hu nesa the en kim chenesa. So two machlokes. One is if you hold hu nesa the en kim chenesa, could the others cook to him the way it is, or do they have to own the kemach? If you hold hu nesa the kim chenesa, so according to Rashi, even then hakna would help. But Taisus says if you hold hu nesa the kim chenesa, it would not help hakna. So Taisus asks the Bateris Kusha on Rashi. The Tema, Hail the Kimcha and Esim, Amoyel Aknila Acherim, Yachal is Salaka Issa Shibai, Kadeshi Wach Atzma Achash and Esim. If Kimcha is Nesim, how is Akna going to work? How could even Salak the Issa through Akna? Doesn't sound 100% Mukhla Kasha. Maybe the Kimcha is Nesim only when it belongs to him. The Rashba answered the Kasha a little bit. He says that we have by Tchumin Halacha that when a behemah and kalim get the tchum in the balam, so then just like a balam can't go out of the tchum, his nechasim, his behemah, his kalim can't go out of his tchum, and there akna doesn't help. It's totally who had a benish mashis. So at least you have a raya to the kasha. Now the Rashba says that erev tefshilin is only a heck of alma either for kavod shamus or for kavod yantif. So mamela, they achmer a tremendous amount in him. Not only hu nesa v'kimcha nesa, but lamaisa, if they asked the kimcha, even all they asked when it belonged to them, it's also good enough. So the rabbanan dikadin, you don't have to be medamet the tchum, and tchum is a different type of an issur. Here it's only a hacker. Good, they asked it only when it belongs to him. Now the Ran says the kishmak alam deshechilik. He says by tchum in the pshat is all tchum in is nikva benish mashis. Period. Nothing changes in the area of tchum benish mashis. The mashal, someone makes an area of tchum, and it's around benish mashis. That's it. The area of tchum is chal. And then the Erev Tchumen could be Nechal, and nothing will change. Whatever happens at Tchumen happens by Neshmashes. Or if he doesn't have an Erev Tchumen, he can't make an Erev Tchumen later, but it's more than that. When he has an Erev Tchumen, he doesn't have to be Kayim afterwards. So that's the din. When whoever the Tchum is Nikva, by Neshmashes, that remains the entire day. Erev Tefshilin, the halacha is, the Erev Tefshilin has to be around at all times. Even though you have to do the Erev Tefshilin Erev Yantif, like the Gemara explained, but the Erev Tefshilin still has to be around. In other words, it's not the pshat that the Erev Tefshilin of Bein Hashmashes is matter. The Haintig Erev Tefshilin is matter. The Erev Tefshilin of now is matter. So if that's so who adin l'gabe de kimche nesar? The Isser is a constant. As soon as he's makted to someone else, it's mutter. It's not something which is nikva Bein Hashmashes. That's the Ran's stats. So this is all in regard to this machlokes, Rashi and Taisus, on the tzan of kimcha in Esa, the Taisa says, I don't understand how our knoll would help. And the Rishayim are saying, why not? Either the pshat is, the whole thing is a chumra, so they won't make it when the tzan is, and the Ran's teretz is, because it wasn't nikva ben ashmashis, the issue you need on a constant basis. But there's another machlekes, Rashi and Taisis, which I want to discuss a little bit more at length, where Rashi holds that if you hold ein kimcha in Esa, so then, people could cook, even if he's not makne de kemach. And Taisa says, no, even if you hold ein kimcha in Esa, but if you're not makne them the kemach, they can't cook. So there, it's hard to understand Taisa's. Particularly, if ein kimcha in Esa, so why should they be asked to cook? He's the one to make Erev Tashilin. They made an Erev Tashilin. If ein kimcha in Esa, where is his sister coming from? And more important, Taisa's asked it as a kasha, v'oid kasha, Kevin shehu neser meize tam yemuter shacherim oifun l'shvilei v'chiacherim mechayil nasis v'shvilei mashu atzmei niyachol asis v'shu atzmei. How could it be that them mother they could do for him what he can't do for himself? As I fact, it's the kasha. I want to understand what's the kasha. He didn't make an erev tashil. He's not allowed to do it. They did make an erev tashil. They're allowed to do it. What's the difference? They do for themselves. Do for him. Why is Taisus naming on for a pshitas that who neser the ain kimcha neser and still they wouldn't be able to do it if he's not makna to them? So the Rashi writes, explains Taisus kasha in two ways. Has two reasons for Taisus kasha. First of all, he says that Taisus kasha was ma'ilu chacham matakanasan. Chacham said you have to make an erev tashilin. Everyone's going to say I'm not going to bother making an erev tashilin. I'll just get someone to cook for me. That's the first way he explains the kasha. The second way he says is they should be asked to cook shlish adam kamaisa. The Ran only writes the second time shlish adam kamaisa. So the first time doesn't sound terribly mukhrich, like the Rashba says that listen, if you make up a halacha, then in order to cook you need an erev tashilin. So probably he'll make an erev tashilin. What he's going to be saying, because someone else will cook for him. Probably people it's mislei shkicha that he won't be ma'ariv because he thinks someone else will cook for him. Probably he'll have to cook for himself. So a little bit shver, what was the pshitas of Taisus to ask the kasha? Now what about the teretz of shlichus? Right? Both the Rashi and the Ran say, this is the pshat and the bahag. The reason why, even though you hold hu nesa ve'en kimcha nesa, you ask your makna lachem, because shlichus, if he's aser, so they're doing it b'shlichus, it's like he's doing it. That's the chayr what the pshat is. Now, the time of shlichus is shver, I mean the Shara Melech, Ilchus Yantav Perek Vav Lachetes, he asked the kasha, ain't shlichus v'arveir. Right? You have a thing that you're not allowed to do. You send the shlich to do it. You don't get the aver. And shlich the aver. And he says it depends on the machlokes Ravina and Rav Saman but mitzi davina mebeis. The Gemara via discusses is there a din of ain shlich the aver when someone is not a bar chiyuva. So machlokes Ravina and Rav Saman. The Gemara says two nafkaminis. One is could a kayin tell Yisrael to mekanish from isha grusha. Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva. Maybe in that case you don't say shlich the aver and the shlichos would work. And the kayim will get the aveira. Or, if a man tells a woman to go and shave off the payas of a katan. A woman's allowed to. She doesn't have the issue of layakif. A man is not allowed to. So, if he tells a woman to do it, the woman's doing it for the man, do we say, ain shlich the aveira? So the man doesn't get the aveira. The woman also doesn't. She's not a bar chiyuva. Or do we say, since she's not a bar chiyuva, we paskin, there is shlich the aveira. So, in this case, he's asked to cook v'yam, if he didn't make an erev tashilin. The others are mutter, so they're not a bar chiyuva. They're not a bar chiyuva because they're allowed to cook for Shabbos. So, but he asked, that's only according to Ravina. According to Rav Sam, even when you're not a bar chiyuva, saying shlichus v'arveir. But that alone isn't so shver, because maybe you could say in the Rishayim, they pass it like Ravina. In Chayish HaMishu, we pass it like Ravina, that when the shlich is not a bar chiyuva, we do not say in shlichus v'arveir. But there's a big sage for the Achreinim, it's the Beis Meir in Eben Ezra at the end of Simen Hei, the Zuxam Sefer brings in a few places, one Eben Arachayim, Simen Pei Dalet. I believe Kama other Achreinim say the same Yisayid, that by Shabbos, there's no din of Shlichus Bechlal. By Maisa Shabbos, by Melech Shabbos, there's no din of Shlichus. And the Yisayid Adavar is like this, just like the Ksei says of art, why can't somebody put on tefillin for someone else as a Shliach, or eat matzah for someone, or that? The Torah says it's not a maisa. The word is your body has to do it. It's a din shebegufa. And a mitzvah shebegufa, it doesn't pass shlichus. Shlichus pass on a maisa. An action that you have to do, if your shlich does it, so it's like you did it. You took care of it being done. Hashem, if it's something that your body has to do, you have to eat something, put on tefillin, be in the sukkah, whatever the case is, listen to Shefer. These are things that you have to do on your own. It doesn't pass shlichus, it's not a meisah. It's the same thing with the aveira of Chilul Shabbos. The aside is, the guf has to be Shefer. It doesn't make a difference about the shlichus. They say to answer a few kashas, the mashal of Shabbos, Yeshuvah's Pei Yeshua, who's the Pei Yeshua's grandfather, Kiyadua. He has a kasha. Rashi holds that we don't say, Ein shlich la'akam l'chumra, only l'kula. Now, l'chumra, we say, Yeh shlich la'akam. So the shayla is, why wouldn't there be an iser, maybe even iser deraisa, to tell a guy to do mlacha on Shabbos? It should be shlichus, Ein shlichus la'akam. But l'chumra, we don't say, Ein shlichus la'akam. And it's a little bit more severe. The Rama says that someone is makabel Shabbos early, someone who makes an early Shabbos, the Rama says he's allowed to tell his friend to do malacha for him. Why? Because there's no gzeira about telling people to do malacha because it was optional for you. You didn't have to be makabel Shabbos. The shayla is good, but now it's slichas. For him, it's for you it's Shabbos. For him, it's not Shabbos. He's doing malacha for you. It should be asur, just like we're saying here with Erev Tevshilin. We're saying, I didn't make an Erev Tevshilin. Someone else made an Erev Tevshilin. He can't do malacha for me because he's my shliach. I am shliach at Varaver. For him, it's not an Averi. So how about this case? I made an early Shabbos. Someone else didn't. The Ramah says, I could tell him to do malacha for me. And what's of Shad and the Ramah? Why isn't it a problem with shliachs? Ein shliach at Varaver. He's not a Baruch Yuvah. He wasn't a Kabbal Shabbos. So the Achrayim say this, you say, you're allowed to do malacha on Shabbos through shliachs. Because it doesn't matter that the act was done and it's miyuchas to you. Your guf was shavis. The ig of the Torah is makam was a menuchas gufay. That's a big yisayif in the achrenim. So if he's there, it wouldn't stem at all. What would be wrong with the people who made the Erev Tevshilin cooking for the one who did not make the Erev Tevshilin? You're saying, shleik shalom kamaisei. What's the word? It's guf was shavis. He didn't do anything. His guf was shavis. They did the malacha. They're like a Shabbos guy. Right? It's not a meal akam because they eaten. Then they made an Erev Tevshilin. I say, Lechurina, even if you're going to say, now like the Achrayinim, and some you say that any time a malacha is being done with shlichas of someone on Shabbos, Yistak Ha'ivah and Chil Shabbos, what's bothering me is my own kasha. So why does that not help? What's the difference who owns the kemach? Either way, they're cooking that I should eat. Because I want them to cook. I ask them to cook, and the cook is Rashid. Who cares who owns the kemach? If you're going to say that there's a problem of shlichus, so if they own the kemach, they're not shluchim, they're making the challenge for me. I was mafna to them. It belongs to them. Fine. But who are they doing it for? They're making it for me. It's a fella. Elamite, there's no problem with shlichus, like we're saying. The Chayinu saying, Shabbos is no problem with shlichus. That's a game by time zones. If the Yid is working for you, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, you live in America. He's doing a job for you. He wants to start it right when it's Meitzah Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. For you, it's still Shabbos. Not a problem. For you, it's still Shabbos. He's a shliach. You for Shabbos. You have the Achrayinim. Sorry, right? But I just want to know, if you're going to say not that way, right? Well, let's say you say it's like an Amir al-Akam de Gedin. If you tell a guy to cook for you, right? Amir al-Akam. So how about if you maknet him the food? Now it belongs to him. Now he's allowed to cook for you. As long as he's doing it because you wanted to do it, you're the one that's going to be nana from it, that's shlichus. Might have given if you're makne, it's a pella. And also, I don't think the lashon of Taisus is mashma shlichus. Taisus asked the kasha, v'chi, kevin shunesa me'eze tam yei mutter she'achayim oivim mishvilei. If he's also, what's the possible reason why she mutter for them? What is the possible reason? Because for them it's mutter. And then he says, V'chi acher michoilum lasis v'shvilei, mashu atzmei eni achal lasis v'shul atzmei? Could others do for him what he himself can't do for himself? I don't know, it doesn't sound like he's asking Akasha, Eina chinami, they made an Erev for their shliach, shliach shalom kamei say, he doesn't seem to be saying that. And they have these other two kashas on the concept of shlichas. One is that Achreinim is saying that there's no problem with shlichas, the Gavim Malachas Shabbos, Seif in the Mesmein of some Seif, I think Kama other Achreinim, because Gufa Shavis, and I don't understand the shlichas, what's the difference between Machmel Achim and not Machmel Achim? So I think Taisus means something else, and I really want to even taina that the Rajb and the Ran that say Shlish and Kamaisa also mean this way. Now this is the biggest site I want to taina here in Erev Tevshilin. That the Gedder and Dover is, the Gedder Dover is not that if you make an Erev Tevshilin, you get a heter, you get a pass, you get a permit to cook for Shabbos,
And if you didn't make an after shilin, then you don't get that pass, you don't get that permit, you're not allowed to cook for Shabbos. That's not the part. Now, halacha is that cooking for yomtiv on yomtiv is mutter. Cooking for chayil on yomtiv is aser. What about cooking for Shabbos on yomtiv? There it depends. This is how the Rabbanan set it up. If you made an erev tefshilin, so then the cooking for Shabbos is like you're cooking for yomtiv. Then the tzarche Shabbos blind tzarche yomtiv. What if you didn't make an erev tefshilin? Then the cooking for Shabbos blinds like you're cooking for chayil. That's the gather of the takana. So Taisus held this was pashit. Taisus held this was muchrich. If the food belongs to you, so then they're your tzarchei Shabbos. You didn't make an erev tefshilin. Your tzarchei Shabbos is tzarchei chayil. What's the difference who cooks it? This is tzarchei chayil. When you make an erev tefshilin, what you're doing is, you're shafing that all your tzarchei Shabbos become tzarchei yantif. And without the erev tefshilin, the din is that all your tzarchei Shabbos is tzarchei chayil. So frek teis akash, what's the difference then? Why should Meiz Tam your mutter? It's tzarchei chayil. He can't do it. Why can't he do it? It's tzarchei chayil. How can someone else do it? And I think that's what the Rishayim mean also. They don't mean the din of shlichas. When they say shliach shalom kamaisai, they mean this is his stuff. This is his tzarchei Shabbos. I'm just the cook. But who is tzarchei Shabbos? Is that mine? So well, it's going to be aser. As I've shaped shantaisis. Now, I want to be mamshich a little bit. The Torah brings the sheet of the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter says, if somebody did not make an Erev, he's only not allowed to cook for himself. He's allowed to cook for others that did make an Erev. He's allowed to cook for others that did make an Erev. He can't cook for himself. He's allowed to cook for others that did make an Erev. This is the sheet this Bala Itter the Torah brings. Now, we don't pass like this Bala Itter. Now, the Torah asks the Kasha. The Brisa says clearly, right, Mamish is Bryce. Mishlei Nechuv Tefshilin Reizu Lo Yefa V'Lo Yivash V'Lo Yamin Lo Loi V'Lo Lacherim. Says clearly, if he didn't make an Erev Tefshilin, he's not allowed to cook, bake, or be matmin, not for himself, not for Cherim. Mamish Lehedi Dik Head On Steer to the Bala Itter. So the Beis Yosef says, I'll explain to the Bala Itter. The Bryce is talking about the Kemach belongs to him. If it belongs to him, he's not allowed to cook it, not for himself and not for others. The Bala Itta was discussing if the Kemach belongs to them. He's going to someone else's house, and he's cooking their challenge. It belongs to them. And there it's Mutter, and the Beis Yosef says the Lashon, and this is where I'm getting it from a little bit, Shliach Shladam Kamaisa. It's Mutter because he's their Shliach, and really he's allowed to cook for them. But the Beis Yosef says, like we said, but the Pashas for the Beis is not the way. The Pashas Beis says it's Asa, it's Mashman, and all Eifanim. And he says, V'chei Nirim Divir Rabba. And Me'el Shulchan Aruch and Sivchav Paskins, like we said, that it is usher to cook for anyone else, even in their house. Now let's try to understand the Svar of the Bala Itter. Right? Bala Itter Zeinif and the Rishenim, Samach Reinim Du Paskal like him. What does he mean? Why would it be mutter for him to cook for others? And what's the chilik? The Beis Yosef says clearly, we're going to have to make a chilik from the Bala Itter between if the Machalim belong to him or belong to them, because the Brisa says clearly that it's usher. And the Teretz says, the Brisa is talking about if it belongs to him. But if it belongs to them, it's mutter. What's the chalak? And what does the Beis Yosef mean when he says, the reason why it's mutter is because Shliach Shalom Kamaisa, he's their Shliach. Shliach Shalom Kamaisa can aser. How could it be matter? Let's say a Kayan tells the Tzar to do Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash for him. It's going to be mutter for the Tzar to do Avayda because I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for the Kayan. Shliach Shalom Kamaisa. Let's say a Yisrael tells the Kayan to metame himself for him, not for yourself. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do a shlichus for me and be metame yourself. That'll be mutter. Let's say a woman who's allowed to shave someone's payas tells a man, shave someone's payas for me. The man can do it. there's no etzah that you're shlich for someone to pat to yourself. So what does it work? And also, like the old question we asked, if there's a heter of Shliach Shalom Kamaisa, what's the difference who belongs to? Either way, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for you. I'm cooking for you. What's the difference if it belongs to you? It belongs to me. So Meinach Zagin, that Avada does state Mamash Yisai that we were saying. That's what the Bala Itta holds. And again, I'm getting chizik because the Beis Yosef calls it Shliach Shalom Kamaisa. So I have a license, I think, to learn the Rashi and the Ram that way. And if shots like this, what does an Erev Tefshilin do? An Erev Tefshilin says that your tzarchei Shabbos becomes like tzarchei yantif. You're allowed to cook it on yantif. Without the erev tefshilin, your tzarchei Shabbos is tzarchei chayil. And that's gufa why, tzarech like nuyel achir, that when you have your stuff, you didn't make an erev tefshilin, others who made an erev tefshilin are going to cook for you, whether that's called hunesa the kimchenesa, or that's called hunesa the enkimchenesa, we'll get to that in a second. But the halacha lemaisa is, no one could cook for you if you didn't make an erev tefshilin if it belongs to you, but they could cook to you if it belongs to them. That's the gemara. What's the svara? Al Kapanim and Taiz was saying the svara like this, because Taiz calls it hunesa the enkim chenesa. The svara is that if it belongs to you, it's your tzarech Hashemis. Your tzarech Hashemis is tzarech Hachal, and nobody could cook it. But if it belongs to them, then it's their tzarech Hashemis. That's where they could cook it. Zok the Bala Itter, if it's tzarech Hashemis and that's why they could cook it, so who then you could cook it? It's not totally Bechlau. Who's doing the cooking? It's all Tali who owns the food. Just like when you own the food, you meaning the one who didn't make the Erev, just like when the one who didn't make the Erev owns the food, nobody could cook for him, and that's even if Enkim Chenesu going to Taisus. So who and then, when the one who made the Erev owns the food, so the one who didn't make the Erev could cook from it. He's doing Sarche Shabbos. He's doing Sarche Yamtiv. Because the owner of the food has an Erev. That's the whole thing it's totally in. Now, I saw in the Karban a sandal on the Rush, and I saw Mamish the same thing in the Marshal and Yamshel Shleimai. These two Gevaldik and Gedalim were Neskamel and Davrecha, but I don't understand it. They say like this. They say that the Bala Itter is only Shaykh according to Rashi. According to Taisis, the Bala Itter is not Shaykh. Because if you say the Brisa holds, right, like we said, Rashi says that the Brisa holds hu nesa v'kim chenesa. Because according to Rashi, if you hold hu nesa v'enkim chenesa, you don't have to makna achir. And the Brisa says you do have to makna achir. So the Brisa holds hu nesa v'kim chenesa. But according to Taisus, the Brisa holds hu nesa v'enkim chenesa. So if the Brisa holds hu nesa v'kim chenesa, then you could say the pshan in the Brisa is that when it says that he can't cook lachem, it means with his kamach. But with their kamach, he'll be mutter. But if you hold that the Brisa holds hu nesa v'enkim chenesa, then the Bala Itter doesn't stem at all. Then you can't learn that the Brisa means with his kamach. Behechrich, the Brisa means even with their kamach. Now, I have no idea why they're saying that. I don't understand it at all. Even if you go as hu nesa v'enkim chenesa, but the Brisa is very clear that achayim are not allowed to cook for him only when it's his kamach. When it's their kamach, they are allowed to cook for him. So what's so shver, even according to Taisus, to say, when it says in the Brisa that he's not allowed to cook for them, it means when it's his kemach. They're not allowed to cook for him is dafka when it's his kemach. So who would then, he's not allowed to cook for them, is dafka when it's his kemach. What's the difference if the Brisa means hu nesa v'kim chenesa, hu nesa v'enkim chenesa? The halacha is the same. Whichever one that means, that machlekes Rashi is not what the Brisa is saying, halacha. Halacha l'maisa, the Brisa is clearly saying that when you own the kemach, no one's allowed to cook for you. When you don't own the kemach, then they're allowed to cook for you. The Beis Yosef says that according to the Itter, when you don't own the kemach, who would be allowed to cook for them? What's the difference whether the Brisa holds, if you're calling that hu nesa v'kim chenesa and kim chenesa? I don't understand what they're saying. I would have said punk fakert. Lulei devrayim, can't really argue on the curve in the sandal and the actual shloimei, but lulei devrayim, just trying to learn the Gemara myself, I would have said punk fakert. According to the Taisus and the Bahang, the Itter is Meirdik, it's Lichtik. Because they say it's a Svarab Shooter, even if Hu Nesa V'Ein Kim Chay Nesa. But that's clear, Hu Nesa V'Ein Kim Chay Nesa. His Kemach is not Asr. Nevertheless, you're telling me that they hold, it's impossible to hear that someone else could use my Kemach to cook for me. Why not? The Taisus says, that's Nichol and Hu Nesa. Hu Nesar means his Tzarech Shabbos and Nesar. That's what it means. Kimchei Nesar is going a step further. That's a Chaloi Sisar on the Kemach. And even when you makne it, Eich Paka is like it says. But what does it mean, Hu Nesar v'en Kimchei Nesar? There's no Chaloi Sisar on the Kemach. But nevertheless, they can't cook without Akna. Why? Like we're saying. Because Hu Nesar means his Kemach is Nesar. Oh, so then you could zicha sefer kerit also. If it's not his kemach, so even he could cook for them. Just like if it is his kemach, even though hu nesa v'en kimcha esa, but if it's his kemach, they can't cook for him, because that's all hu nesa. So, when it's not his kemach, Right? So then he could cook for them, because it's all totally on whose kemach it is. According to Rashi and the Rishonim, it's a little bit hard for me to hit it there. Because Rashi and the Rishonim say like this, if you hold hu nesa ve'en kemche nesa, so kumtais, they're allowed to cook even if it belongs to him. Because hu nesa, en kemche nesa, and they're allowed to cook even if it belongs to him, right? So what's pshat, he's not allowed to cook? They're allowed to cook, because even though the kemach belongs to him. What's the pshat, he's not allowed to cook? Hu nesa. It sounds like it's like an issa gavra. Not an issa on the kemach, other people could use the kemach, could cook with the kemach, even for him. Hu nesa, right? It's an issa gavra. And the maskana is two things. Hu nesa, A. B. Kimche nesa. So mitzad the kimche nesa, they can't cook with his kemach. But what's the hu nesa? L'chara, hu nesa should be that he shouldn't be able to cook even with their kemach. Not like the itur that says he could cook with their kemach. Where would you get the heter to cook from the kemach? In other words, according to Taisis, the Gemara's maskana is hu nesa ve'ein kimche nesa. And nevertheless, he has to be makna l'achari. So in the hu nesa state, that they can't cook with his kemach. That's hu nesa, that's not kimche nesa. Okay, so oy bazoi, it's not so hard for me to hear that if taka the kemach doesn't belong to him, it belongs to them, so hu nesa wouldn't shtim. Just like hu nesa includes when it's his kemach, even they can't cook, so then I could easily say hu nesa excludes when it's not his kemach, even he could cook. Hu nesa means his kemach, but kimche nesa goes a step further, that there's a chalai sister on the kemach, even if he holds it. But if you hold, that if you hold hu nesa ve'en kimche nesa, that means that he doesn't have to be machnet. And other people who cooked it, even if it belongs to him. Now, could he cook if it belongs to them? Mehechatesa. If you hold hu nesa ve'en kimche nesa, let's say. And if it belongs, and they could cook even if it belongs to him. Could he cook if it belongs to them? Hechatesa vuvich tainas azach. And the Gemara's maskan is hu nesa v'kimche nesa. Says du dinim. One is hu nesa, he's asif tamasai, and the other is kimche nesa. As long as it belongs to him, it's us. And not it's a chalei sister, even if he sells it. As long as it belongs to him, it's us. But where do you get the heder for him to use their kemach? And if you want to shtim the Baal Idu with Rashi, I think you're going to have to say that hu nesa v'kimche nesa is not two dinim, not two dinim. Hunesa v'kim chenesa is explaining a taich. It means the same thing, hunesa v'kim chenesa according to Rashi, as hunesa v'en kim chenesa according to Taisis. Hunesa v'kim chenesa means the sign of the issue is on the kemach. And then you could say, so who within, once it belongs to Acherim, so even he could do it. But if it's two separate things, A, hunesa, B, kim chenesa, why would you say hunesa is only on his own kemach, which everyone's nesa by his own kemach? Where would you get the heter of who with other people's kemach? That's why I think the Baal Idu shtims beautifully with Taisus. And it's hard to shtim with Rashi. And one more gemalda genekuda. There's a very shveri Ramah that Moshe comes from the Mari Vayel. The Ramah says like this, Halacha l'maysa the Ramah simen tafkel chav zayin sifchav. The Ramah says, Mishin is ana b'yamdiv, osa levashal acheim afil l'tzarech b'yayin. You have a guy that's fasting on yamdiv, for whatever reason, he has a tainus chaloyim. The Paiskim talk about Lagabi Rosh Hashanah, the Gainim Holy Shin. You could fast on Rosh Hashanah, right? Let's say it would be very, he can't eat because of health reasons. He's fasting. He's not going to eat. Zokter Ramah, tremendous Kiddush. He's not allowed to cook for other people, even if they need it for that day of Yom Tov. Why? The Havakim Yishloinich Erev Shloy Vashalachayim. Just like someone who didn't make an Erev can't cook for others, who adin, someone who is fasting can't cook for others. As I said to Mary Vail, and the Ramah brings in Allah Lamaisa, Mishabura says that the Achrenim, the Beis Meir, the Asholim, the Ramachim, the Fakfik on the din of the Ramah, and Mishasat Chaki's Mekel, but Al Kapanim, that's what the Ramah says. Now, clearly, the Ramah is not going like the Baal Le'iter. Because according to the Baal Le'iter, even someone who didn't make an Erev could cook for others. So, what's he saying? That he can't cook for others, similar to someone who didn't make an Erev can't cook for others. He's going out like the Baal Le'iter, which is good. We pass going like the Baal Le'iter. But clearly, that's the state of the Ramah. As Zayvi, we see, we don't pass him like the Baal Itter, and someone who didn't make an Erev, not only is he not allowed to cook for himself, he's not allowed to cook for others. From there, we see that someone who's fasting can't cook for others. Now, the Chayitz a plea. What is the Dinyan B'chlal? What Shaychus does the two Dinim have? Someone who didn't make an Erev, so he's not allowed to cook for Shabbos, period. Right? The Baal Eitah sounds like he's coming with a wild chiddush that he could cook for other people. And we don't pass him that way. He can't cook for other people also. Why? Because he didn't make an Erev. You don't make an Erev, you can't cook for Shabbos. But I'm cooking for someone else. So what? You didn't make an Erev, you can't cook for Shabbos. Good. What does it have to do with someone who's fasting on Yom Tov? If he's not fasting, he can cook for someone else. No problem. Cook for himself, cook for anyone he wants. If he's fasting, now he can't cook for someone else. Why not? Vasek is nisht. Dumya to someone who didn't make an Erev, but you can't cook for someone else. Someone didn't make an Erev, the problem is he can't cook for Shabbos. Not that he can't cook for someone else. He can't cook for himself for Shabbos either. He can't cook for Shabbos. Again, if we have to mutch a little bit, why the Baal Eitah said that he's allowed to cook for someone else? Because he can't cook for Shabbos. In order to cook for Shabbos, he didn't Erev. He didn't make an Erev, he can't cook for Shabbos. Someone who's fasting, why can't he cook for someone else? If he wasn't fasting, he cooked for someone else. If he's fasting, why can't he cook for someone else? What does it have to do with not making an Erev that you can't cook for someone else? A power. What's the Parshat Panich? Hazag HaChazai. That there are more held, just like we're saying in the Baal Eitah, that the site of Erev Tavshilin is, and we're saying this in Taisus, that the site of Erev Tavshilin is to take the Tzarech Shamas and make it into Tzarech Yantav, and without the Erev Tavshilin is Tzarech Chayil. The Ramah says, even if you don't hold like the Baal Eitah, that's the Pshat. That's the Taich. You make an Erev Tavshilin, your Tzarech Shamas turn into Tzarech Yantav. You don't make an Erev Tavshilin, your Tzarech Shamas are Tzarech Chayil. So in Mela, we have a problem. So why is the Baal Eitah wrong? If the Acher made an Erev Tavshilin, so their Tzarech Shabbos are Tzarech Yantav. So how come the guy who didn't make the Erev Tavshilin can't cook for them? Why is he wrong? Elamaya Gavaldig and Ayesait. The Merival says, I see from there, if we don't have the Baal Eitah, Gavaldig and Ayesait. That any time, had this been you, you wouldn't have a Heter of Eichel Nefesh? Even though it's Yena, and Yena has a Heter of Eichel Nefesh, you still can't do it. You only could cook for Yena if you could cook for yourself. If you can't cook for yourself, then you can't cook for Yena. Now even this is a little bit schwer, or maybe a little more than a little bit schwer. Because a Masana B'yantif, he could cook for himself if he wasn't Masana. Happens to be, he doesn't eat the food, he's fasting. But the Tzarcha Yantif of him, he could. That's what the Achreinim, the Beis Meir, the Narshalim, and Merchem, which he brings, they say, what's the difference between this and someone who already ate? He has no desire for any food, he's not going to eat any food, guests come in, and he can cook for them. And if he's fasting, okay, so he doesn't need it, but they need it. Advice states, the Mary Val's naming on, no. If you're fasting, succumb to ice, you're cooking, you yourself, your tzrachim, are not tzarech yamtif, because you're fasting. And that's going to ask you even for cooking Vienna, which is tzarech yamtif. And where do I see this? Because that's the site of Erev Tavshilin. Really, if they made an Erev Tavshilin, so their food is called tzarech yamtif, there doesn't seem to be any good reason why you can't cook for them. But since for you it's not Tzarech HaYamtiv, so then even though you're doing it for them, that's not called Tzarech HaYamtiv. But without saying this Yisayin, that Erev Tavshilin turns it into Tzarech HaYamtiv, and with that Erev Tavshilin is Tzarech HaYamtiv, I don't see any Aschol of B'chlal to the Ramah, to the Merivayel.